Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome. It's Eric Erickson here across the United States of America. The phone number, if you want to be on the program, 877-973-7425. As always, please text the word ARMY to 33777. Put in your info so as we start going around the country doing more events, we'll be able to reach out to you as we come to your area. Let you know about where we're going to be and what we're going to do and get you involved in the activism component of the show. All you have to do is text Eric to 33777. Y'all, my friends, we got to talk about Abortion Palooza 2024 last night in Chicago, Illinois. The Vajayjay monologues, remember that play? That's basically what we saw on stage last night. I want to talk about what happened in Chicago yesterday, but to get there, I need to talk to you about what happened today. The Democrats began their day a short time ago with the Democratic Women's Caucus opening the Democratic National Committee by singing our national anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner. There are times that I play you things, and I know you're going to hear them on radio and think, no, this could not possibly be so, Erickson. My friends, I assure you, this just happened, and I've got the video and the audio. So they had the recording, and they were supposed to sing along, and, well, that happened. As Charlie says, sweet baby Jesus, yes, that actually is how they started this morning, the Democratic National Convention, where I want you to know they are so pro-woman, they have gotten rid of the women's restrooms. Yes. So each level of the arena they're in has men's and women's restrooms. On each level, they have gotten rid of one of the women's restrooms and changed it to a gender-neutral bathroom. So for you ladies out there, understand what the Democrats are saying is that men are not expendable. You are. And this is the way it always works. No one's worried about girls competing in men's sports. It's the boys and the girls sports that the Democrats say are fine. It's the boys and the girls bathrooms that people are concerned about, not the girls and the boys bathrooms. This is the Democratic National Convention. I'm not making this up. On each level of the arena, they haven't gotten rid of all the women's restrooms, but one per level has been changed to a gender-neutral bathroom. Now, here, ladies, is the point that you've got it in your mind, and you may not be able to articulate it, but I, the husband of a wife and father of a daughter, can articulate this for you. When have you been to an event where the men's line was longer than the women's line? And they got rid of your bathroom, not the men's bathroom, for the gender-neutral bathrooms. I gotta tell you, it's one of my pet peeves on behalf of my wife and daughter when I go to restaurants and the bathrooms are gender-neutral. Some dude has always peed on the seat. And you gotta clean it off if you want to sit down. This happens everywhere. There's a restaurant I frequent in Atlanta, and the restrooms are gender neutral. There is not a designated woman's bathroom. There's not a designated men's bathroom. It's all unisex bathrooms, single stalls, single rooms, and the bathrooms, always somebody's peed on the seat. And that's the price of feminism today. Is you women get your seats peed on in the bathroom, not the men. And at the Democratic Party, they chose to get rid of women's bathrooms, not men's bathrooms, to designate them as gender neutral. They're erasing your gender, not mine. Why? Because it's the men who've decided they're women. The Democrats bowing to the men. And it's not just that. There's some bizarreness that has come out of this. We'll get to Joe Biden's speech, but you need to know that Tim Walz is... He lies about his career, and he's lying about his life now. Again, yesterday at the Democratic National Convention, it was the Vajayjay monologues, that play about feminism and abortion and women's rights and women's bodies. It was Abortion Palooza 2024. Pretty much every single speech was about abortion and reproductive rights. And Tim Walz went on a podcast and said this.
Yeah, first of all, it was up to him. I wouldn't have a family because of IVF and the things that we need to do reproductive. My kids were born through that direct, you know, that way.
Tim Walz's kids were not born through IVF. He lied about in vitro fertilization. Now, his kids, they did have to go to a fertility doctor, but he did not use IVF. And Tim Walz, you just heard him say that his kids were born with IVF. Not true. He's lied about his military career. By the way, they called him a command sergeant yesterday at the Democratic National Convention, which is not true. He did not earn the rank, and yet they've doubled down on that lie. Kamala Harris apparently has a fetish for old white liars, given her work with Joe Biden and now her work with Tim Walz. She seems to like to surround herself with old white men who are habitual fabulists. And then perhaps the worst comment came after the overnight hours into the day when Andy Beshear this morning, continuing the Abortion Palooza theme, went on Morning Joe on MSNBC and hoped that J.D. Vance's daughter would be raped. Yet you heard me right. Andy Beshear can say he didn't articulate it right or he misspoke, but he made very clear he wants J.D. Vance's family to have to go through the agonizing decision of what to do with the child that's a product of rape. In other words, he wants J.D. Vance's daughter raped and impregnated, so they have to stew over whether or not to abort the child or not. This is him this morning.
I mean, think about what some people have had to go through because of these laws. J.D. Vance calls pregnancy resulting from rape inconvenient. Like, inconvenience is traffic. I mean, it is. Make him go through this.
Make him go through this. Make him go through having to choose between saving the life of the child or aborting the child after his daughter was raped. You've got the governor of Kentucky wanting J.D. Vance's child raped. I'm surprised they didn't perform an abortion live on stage last night at the Democratic National Convention. That's how much they were into abortion and abortion rights last night. They literally even had people dressed up outside the arena, dressed up in costumes of the abortifacient drug. That's what their theme was last night. That's what their theme was. It's wild. This party has become a pagan death cult to Moloch. And now J.D. Vance on television this morning, hoping that J.D. Vance's family has to go through rape and the decision of an abortion. By the way, to say J.D. Vance called it inconvenient is a far more complex statement than him saying it was inconvenient. But of course, they leave out the rest of J.D. Vance's words about someone being raped and being pregnant and the difficult choices that must follow. This is the Democratic Party. I have to tell you, after watching the Democratic Party last night and the fact that they buried a Joe Biden speech. By the Democrats, you should know, are saying that it was all the applause. So many people were applauding the death march of Abortion Palooza last night that it dragged Joe Biden past 11:30, well past Joe Biden's bedtime. Nobody in the press even believes this. They were incredulous about it at CNN. They simply did not believe that they started so late because of the applause.
By the way, I see a report that convention officials are saying that the reason it went long is because of all the raucous applause. That's sort of the thing you build into this, isn't it?
We didn't expect anybody.
We have had conventions before. Like, you sort of know what.
That's amazing spin.
Straight ahead, we'll find out if Democrats.
Yeah, that's even the Democrats. That's amazing spin. That's amazing spin. They did. This is like the most insulting thing. Their president, they have to force him out of the race. And then, in ultimate humiliation, they put him after 11:30 p.m. where he goes for 48 minutes. Nobody stayed up to watch his speech. Even the crowd was exhausted and leaving while Joe Biden was speaking. They really want to move on from Joe Biden. But what are they filling the void with? We'll get to Joe Biden's speech, but what are they filling the void with? Abortion palooza, that's pretty much it. When the governor of Kentucky can go on national television and hope that J.D. Vance's daughter is raped. When Tim Walz can go on a podcast and lie about the fertility treatment his wife underwent and claim that it was IVF, and how dare J.D. Vance say something. The guy is a habitual liar about his record, about his time in office, about what he did and didn't do during COVID, about when his schools opened or didn't open in Minnesota, about the fertility treatments his wife and his family experienced. I mean, this guy lies more than Joe Biden. By the way, the Democrats are upset that the fact checkers had the audacity to fact check these speeches last night at the Democratic National Convention and point out that they weren't really true. A lot of what they said, including Joe Biden, the Democrats are upset about it. This is just wild. They can't talk about the economy, though. Joe Biden last night tried to declare that the economy was fixed. They can't talk about the economy. They can't talk about crime. They can't talk about the border. They can't talk about the world around us because it's on fire. They're selling out Israel and the American hostages held by Hamas. They're giving a platform to the Hamasniks. The Democrats wish you to believe that the Republican Party under Donald Trump has drifted so far out of the bounds of mainstream, and so many reporters who are with the Democrats aligned on these issues are willing to regurgitate that talking point as well. And the reality is very clear that the Democrats have drifted well outside the mainstream in their craziness. You have the governor of Kentucky wanting J.D. Vance's child raped, the governor of Minnesota and the vice presidential nominee lying about his military record, lying about his wife's pregnancy. You have the president of the United States last night saying that the pro-Hamas marchers make a good point. You have the pro-Hamas statements on stage. You have all of the abortion talk on stage. You have nothing about the economy. Nothing about the middle class except lies, and even the fact checkers of the Washington Post pointed out the lies. Nothing about securing the border. In fact, they're trying to claim, Joe Biden tried to claim, that the border is more secure now than it was when Donald Trump was president. Does anybody believe that? Wonder if Lake and Riley believes that. This is a party that has drifted too far from the mainstream, right up to the altar of Moloch, and so much of the media is there with them, they can't help themselves. It's a reinforcing feedback loop of sickness that led to the governor of Kentucky going on live television this morning, wishing that J.D. Vance's family went through a rape so they would have to decide whether or not to abort the child. That's not mainstream. That's not even weird. That's creepy, gross, and ghoulish. This is the Democratic Party that was on display last night.
Want to be on the show?
Hello?
I love your show.
Call Eric now at 877-973-7425. Eric's weekly recipes, they're super delicious. Text recipe to 33777 now.
Hello there. Welcome. It is Eric Erickson here across the nation. The phone number is 877-973-7425. Should you wish to be on the program, I would love to have you. Well, I mentioned that costume. Y'all, I wish I could just describe for you the scene outside the gates of the Democratic National Convention yesterday. Friends of mine who were there were sending pictures. There literally were women dressed up as abortion pills. Yes. And of course, they had the handmaidens out front claiming that Donald Trump would drag us into the Handmaid's Tale. And then they had the Hamasniks marching, some in pretend military uniform. They tried to crash through the perimeter to some success, but the protests were very limited. I guess Iran is holding their money back until after the convention. They don't want to cause a scene. I really do hope that Iran has changed its mind and doesn't want to do a full-throated attack against Israel because, I mean, one, it would get its clock clean, which would be great, but two, it would be bad for Israel to have a multi-front attack by its enemies. I hope it doesn't come to that, but if it happens, the moment this thing is over, I think it is proof positive that they were in the tank for Harris and didn't want to cause a scene. The Hamasic protesters didn't amount to much. People were actually expecting more than what they got. I'm glad. I would rather watch what's on stage at the Democratic National Committee. In all honesty, I mean, they paraded themselves last night. This is a death cult on display. They paraded abortion all night long. It was a central theme of the night. They also put a bunch of people they don't want Americans to really pay attention to on stage last night. It's what both parties historically do. The first night of the convention is for the base. They put the diehards on, and then they move on. And last night, they buried Joe Biden at the very end after people had gone to bed. They forced the news media to stick around well past midnight. They were supposed to cut out at 11. They didn't because Joe Biden, well past his bedtime, went on stage. I wonder if they just hoped he would fall asleep or think he had accepted the nomination and went to bed and move on, but he didn't. And, well, Joe Biden yet again went to war with the English language and with Israel last night. I was actually kind of surprised. In fact, Hillary Clinton's pollster himself issued a scathing rebuke of Biden. I'll read you what he said when we come back. But first, I got to tell you about Vision Computers. If you are a small business and you're worried about your employee productivity and your bottom line, you probably can't afford the in-house IT guy, but you can definitely afford Vision Computers. It's $179 a year per computer. So your employees can use Vision, and they get a special number, 15 seconds or less. They got a problem, they call Vision, they get the answer. They can even remote in many cases and deal with computer issues, email support, printer support, you name it. All you got to do is call them at 404-COMPUTE, anywhere nationwide, from Kalispell, Montana, all the way down to Fort Lauderdale. You can go to 404-COMPUTE or visioncomputers.com. If you call them at 404-COMPUTE, tell them I sent you, you're going to get an even better deal. They can also build you computers. If you build a computer with Vision, this tech support comes for free. If your company's due for upgrades, well, use Vision. You get the tech support for free. If not, it's $179 a year, and they're your on-call, on-staff people who answer the phone and give you the answers. 404-COMPUTE or visioncomputers.com. 404-COMPUTE. Call them and tell them I sent you.
You're listening to The Eric Erickson Show.
My fellow Americans, I'm delighted to have you with me. Welcome. It is Eric Erickson here. The phone number is 877-973-7425. If you text Eric, E-R-I-C-K, to 33777, you can get the live stream, the show notes, the podcast, all that fantastic stuff. Y'all, it's time to get into Joe Biden's speech. The president spoke last night after Hillary Clinton and his wife. You will note, I've got the audio, and I've gone back and forth on playing the audio of Hillary and all these other people because I don't want to hear it, and if I don't want to hear it, y'all probably don't want to hear it. But Joe Biden, we got to listen to. What's notable is the Democrats are trying to pretend that he was so late because of all the applause. As I mentioned earlier, on CNN, they laughed at it. Even the Democrats on CNN said it was remarkable spin. They wanted to bury Joe Biden at the end of the night. The man they forced out, they pushed out in a coup, handing the party over to someone who couldn't win a national election in 2020, even though she tried, who's gotten zero votes this year. the people who lecture us on threats to democracy, having undone the democratic actions of the Democratic Party voters, they buried Joe Biden at the end. And all you have to do is hear this synopsis of Joe Biden to understand why.
Women are now without electrical, not allowed, not without electoral. Border encounters have dropped over 50%. In fact, there are fewer border crossings today than when Donald Trump left office. Happened. Donald Trump said, and I quote, "There are very fine people on both sides. My God." That's what he said. That is what he said and what he meant. Oh, from his own chief of staff, a four-star General John Kelly, that Trump, when in Europe, would not go to the grave sites in one of the in France. The brave service members who gave their lives to this country, he called them suckers and losers. Who in the hell does he think he is? Who does he think he is?
A lot of joy there. A lot of joy.
They're the ones we're going to bring back. That's not hyperbole. It's because Medicare no longer has to pay those exorbitant prices to the big pharma. It's Republicans, Democrats. We saved democracy in 2020, and now we must save it again in 2024. You know, we have a thousand billionaires in America. He's promising a bloodbath if he loses, in his words.
Real joy there, Joe Biden. This is the happy, joyous convention, angry Joe Biden, who's not a happy man. He claimed that he wasn't angry about being pushed aside. I thought the spin was so disingenuous that this was a pass the torch moment. It was really a shove the old man out to pasture and send him to the glue factory moment. They don't want Joe Biden on the stage after last night. They're ready for him to be gone because he says unhelpful things like this when talking about the Inflation Reduction Act and the spending spree. He points out that...
And guess who cast the tie-breaking vote? Vice President, soon-to-be President Kamala Harris.
The tie-breaking vote to give us inflation came from Kamala Harris. Joe Biden says so. In fact, Kamala Harris was with him on stage last night. The optics of that, tying her to Joe Biden, it would be political malpractice if the Republicans don't seize on that. But he also said something else. Remember on October 7th, Hamas stormed into Israel, killing close to 2,000 people, taking a lot of hostages. In the streets of Chicago, Hamasniks are out protesting Israel, protesting the United States, protesting in favor of a terrorist organization, and in the arena, this is Joe Biden.
We'll keep working to bring hostages home and end the war in Gaza, and bring peace and security to the Middle East. As you know, I wrote a peace treaty for Gaza. A few days ago, I put forward a proposal that brought us closer to doing that than we've done since October 7th. We're working around the clock, my Secretary of State, prevent a wider war and reunite hostages with their families and surge humanitarian health and food assistance into Gaza now. To end the civilian suffering of the Palestinian people and finally deliver a ceasefire and end this war. Those protesters out in the street, they have a point. A lot of innocent people are being killed on both sides.
Those protesters have a point. The president of the United States thinks he can bully Israel into ending a war that Israel did not start to placate the protesters who were in the streets. Mark Penn, So one of Hillary Clinton's political advisors goes back to the days of President Clinton when he was in the White House, did polling and other data research for Hillary Clinton, advised on strategy. This is Mark Penn from 12:46 a.m. after Joe Biden wound down his speech. This is Mark Penn. Biden's midnight speech so caved to the anti-Israel lobby that he did not even use the word Israel and spoke only of ceasefires and hostages, adding that there were good people on both sides. No talk of the 1,200 raped and murdered on October 7th. No condemnation of Hamas or Iran. No mention of the right of Israel to defend itself from attacks on three fronts. This is how far this almost former president will go to bow down, even in disgrace, to the anti-Israel left rather than be a true leader. He's not wrong. Didn't actually want to mention Israel or Iran or anything that could potentially tip off the protesters that maybe he actually likes Israel. This is Joe Biden. Joe Biden's legacy is actually this. In my morning email this morning, I wanted to make sure that I documented Joe Biden's true legacy. The Democrats were applauding him on stage last night, but in fact, Joe Biden's legacy will be a war in Ukraine, a war in the Middle East, Americans left behind in Afghanistan, Americans held hostage by Hamas, an overwhelmed southern border with dead Americans due to illegal alien infiltration, gas prices up 50%, electricity prices up 31%, groceries up 21%, rent up 22%, more Americans having to rent than own homes, restaurant prices up 23%, your cost of living up, your take-home wages down due to the cost of inflation. This is Joe Biden's legacy. This is the one the Democrats celebrated on stage last night. That is why they pushed Joe Biden to midnight. Joe Biden stood on stage and claimed we've won the war on inflation. The problem is everything's up about 20 to 30%. Just because it's now going up slower doesn't mean it's solved. Only in the last 6 months have your wages now begun to outpace inflation. The result is that for most of Joe Biden's tenure in office, your take-home pay has actually gone down, not increased. Democrats lie about it. They say it's not true. But even the Bureau of Labor Statistics and the Federal Reserve point out that only in about the last 5 or 6 months have wages started going up more than the rate of inflation. In other words, for the first 3 years of Joe Biden's administration, while your paycheck might have gone up due to inflation, it actually went down. You had less and less to spend. Only now is it starting to go up. Biden also wanted to address the transition last night, the passing the torch moment, the forcing the torch out of his hand moment, the coup. This is what he had to say. Well, I thought, here we go.
We'll keep working to bring hostages home.
Nope, that's the wrong one. Sorry. Here he is. This is the right one.
Folks, I've got 5 months left in my presidency. I've got a lot to do. I intend to get it done. It's been the honor of my lifetime to serve as your president. I love the job, but I love my country more. I love my country more. And all this talk about how I'm angry at all those people who said I should step down, that's not true. I love my country more, and we need to preserve our democracy. In 2024, we need you to vote. We need you to keep the Senate. We need you to win back the House of Representatives. And above all, we need you to beat Donald Trump. And elect Kamala and Tim President and Vice President of the United States of America. Look, they'll continue to lead America forward, creating more jobs, standing up for workers, growing the economy, lower the cost to American families so they just have a little more breathing room.
Lower the cost of American families. You have been driving up those costs, Joe Biden. This is why you will not continue on into a second term, that in your age. The Democrats gave him a farewell last night. They hope not to see much of Joe Biden thereafter. He's got five more months to go and a lot to do. Sounds more like a threat to the Democrats than a promise. They're hoping he'll sleep. It's kind of sad, honestly. 50 years in Washington, D.C., put out to pasture by his own party in a bloodless coup, given a primetime billing that wound up being well past primetime when people had already left the arena and Americans had gone to bed. That's Joe Biden's career. Too little, too late to matter. And now on to the fight between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. And last night he helped Donald Trump a lot, giving a lot of lines to Kamala Harris that can be thrown back at her by Donald Trump, particularly his claims that the economy is doing well and so many people are doing better and nobody has been in a better position to help Americans, and Kamala Harris helped him make the calls. That's not going to go over well, I think, with most Americans. It's past showtime for Joe Biden, time for him to go to bed, time for the Democrats to forget he ever existed. He will go down much in the same way Jimmy Carter did in terms of presidencies. And in the process, we have economic chaos. We have your wages only just now catching up to inflation, despite all the grand claims and promises of Joe Biden. 22-year high interest rates. Swiss America has been the trusted leader in precious metals for 40 years. They've been warning people about a secret war on cash. The Biden administration and others, the government in general, being very invasive in tracking your spending habits. If you're interested in safeguarding your hard-earned cash from the secret war on cash, you need to get their free report. Swiss America is rated A+ by the Better Business Bureau, and they can educate you on protecting your assets in their report, Secret War on Cash. It takes less than 15 minutes to read and can help you save on your retirement and finances. You get a free copy, absolutely free, by calling or texting 800-289-2646. The All-Out War on Cash is growing. You can get their free report, The Secret War on Cash, includes digital forms of currency, by the way. All you do is mention my name, Eric, when you call or text 800-289-2646. The free report, available, just mention Eric when you call or text 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, or swissamerica.com/Eric. Message and data rates may apply.
When the world seems crazy, he'll keep you sane. It's the Eric Erickson Show. Want to be on the show? Come on, be on the show. Call Eric now at 877-973-7425.
Greetings and welcome. It's Eric Erickson here. The phone number 877-973-7425. This hour of the program is brought to you by First Liberty Building and Loan. Wherever you are nationwide, if you're buying a building, building a building, buying a franchise, you're buying a, or you need a heavy equipment loan, First Liberty makes their own lending decisions. Reach out to them, firstlibertyga.com. FirstLibertyGA.com. Tell them I sent you. News for all of you. My wife's scans have come back stable, so thank you for your prayers. She went in today, and, everything is good. They can't get rid of the tumors in her lungs. They just keep them from growing with this pill. Pill works for 2 years. 8 years in, the pill is still working for her, and she stepped up now to help raise awareness about this sort of cancer and the medicine that is going through FDA approval. So my wife is kind of awesome, y'all. She got up very early this morning. We all kind of get up early this morning. My brain is not firing all cylinders. I've had a lot of coffee. Went to bed late last night in large part because I forgot I had to get up early this morning to get my son to school so she could get to the hospital. And I will wake up at some point. I've had lots of coffee, but it's also, this is the day that I'm always a little discombobulated until we find out the news. So now she'll head home this afternoon. And my daughter, Today is her first day of class in college. And what, friends, is my kid's first class on her first day in school? Calculus. May God have mercy on her soul. She's done great, y'all. She's settled in. She called excited last night that she's very much a homebody. Neither of my kids make friends easily. They're very shy until they get to know you. Then they open up. And she called last night so excited that she had met and had enjoyed the company of about a half dozen different girls from different parts of the country. And just was having a good time. So I'm encouraged as she begins. Meanwhile, my 10th grader's just like, Dad, can we get to the end of the year already, please? Oh, it's a fun. Everybody says like the 2 and 3 year old stage is fun. No, the teenage phase I think is the most fun with kids because mine open up. Neither of them is standoffish with us. They call all the time. They talk all the time. We enjoy their company. So in any event, but thank you for the prayers for my wife. The scans are stable. We'll do it all over again in 3 months. Now, some of you have posited a theory. And the theory is that the government is lying and manufacturing data like the communists do. And I have been telling y'all for a while now that the government can only get away with doing something like that for so long. And it has way more to do with how they badly statistically sample things than it's some malicious conspiracy theory of the government. Well, whether it's a lie or not, it's caught up to them. And there is new data out we need to talk about. And it's actually very bad data. And the bad data is everything about the jobs in this country. Things are not going well for this country economically. And more, the data is being exposed by the private sector. And this has been what I've always told you, that there are checks in this country that don't exist in communist countries where the private sector tracks the data separately from the government. And when the data begins to diverge, both sides have to re-examine. And because both sides are re-examining the data, well, it's discovering that there's a misalignment. And the government has had to revise the jobs numbers. And those jobs numbers are sending the Federal Reserve into a little bit of panic. I want to get into those, what the jobs numbers are telling us and where we may be headed, and remind you of the lecturing media and all of this data when we come back.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.